Okay, a little bit of a follow-up, 3 years in the making. Those of you with good memories might recall this story we featured on Weekend Edition back when Scott Detrow was filling in as a guest host.
In South Korea, there's a new Chex flavor in the breakfast aisle. Green onions. Kellogg's has rolled out this new variety of Chex with a commercial featuring Taejin Ah, a popular Korean singer rocking a green suit and hat combination that can only be described as scallion-rific.
Now, why the big deal about green onion Chex? And why was the singer singing I'm sorry over and over in Korean? The backstory. In 2004, Kellogg's Korea asked folks to vote for a new flavor of Chex, chocolate or green onion. And green onion won, overwhelmingly. But Associated Press reporter Juwan Park told us that Kellogg's Korea was not happy about that outcome.
Kellogg's Korea deleted votes, or what they call a duplicate votes, and then they held additional votings. So they would put an ad hoc voting booth in an amusement park on top of deleting votes. So, I mean, at the end, the chocolate-flavored cereal won.
It took until 2020 for Kellogg's Korea to finally make that rigged election right and put green onion Chex into production. And that was the end of our story until last week, when a box showed up on the desk of Scott Detrow, postmarked July 2020. It had sat in NPR's mailroom for 3 years. You know, there was that pandemic. Scott knew he had to open it.
The only things I can read are Kellogg's and limited edition, and then there's Korean lettering, and there is what appears to be an angry Hulk-colored Chex cereal with bad breath. It's got like green squiggly breath. And then behind him, there's a chocolate looking Chex who I don't know. It could be horrified. It could be surprised. There's a look of astonishment on the chocolate flavored Chex in the background.
We need a taste test. Do it, Scott. Do it.
So I'm going to try it plain first. There's the onion. The onion. The onion was, it started out a little sweet, and then just a rush of onion comes in, which is like really not a good combination. So I guess try it with milk. Like, it's cereal. We should try it with milk and see if that makes it any different. All right. Dubious. That truly tastes terrible. That tastes terrible. Yeah, you've got sweet, you've got onion, and you've got milk all kind of mixed together. Would not recommend.
He's not a fan of the green onion Chex with milk, but...
Okay, so I went back and listened to the original story, and the reporter we talked to did suggest that based on the flavor profile, maybe it's more of like a bar snack type cereal that you have with a beer. We went ahead and got that ready just in case. So we're just gonna eat it out of the box with some beer and see if this makes it any better. Okay, this makes the most sense so far, as predicted 3 years ago when we did this story. So do not eat this with milk like normal cereal. Just put it in a bowl, have it with some beer if you want. But like, I think really you're fine not having it. That's my takeaway.
NPR's Scott Detrow, now a host of All Things Considered, finally getting his taste of green onion Chex cereal 3 years after he first told us all about it on this program.